Hello, we are studying the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal Salam. We're in item 88. The question is, would you like us to start at 88 or go back to 86 and then get to 88?
Let's start 86. I'm always ready to repeat things. That's not a transgression.
So we are before 86. The headline there, explaining the three nekudot, dots of Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik.
Meaning, where does all this come from? There's a weakness in correcting the will to receive that it will be in order to bestow. That even if the upper light is working on the will to receive, it can correct it instantly to have an intention to bestow. The desire to itself, we're not connecting. We can't touch it. The Creator created it. But the way we use it, the way we use that desire for his self-benefit or for the benefit of the one outside of you? That's the question. And that change happens by the light that reforms, that works on the desire to receive. And then the desire to receive can change its direction from in order to receive to in order to bestow. By the way, we also need to state that the Creator created the will to receive in a way that it doesn't want for itself or for others, nothing. Just let's say we build a machine, a computer, and then before we fill it with software, data, we put together codes and data together in the inner system. So until then, the machine is just, it's a piece of metal. That's why it turns out that we have to adapt our desire to the upper light, that it will take care of us, program us, organize us. That's why the will to receive goes through many, many actions until it awakens from creation, such a creature like Adam, man, that is ready for spiritual work. Meaning, it's not just a piece of metal with silicon inside, and it can already start working. That's why here we start seeing how the quality of bestowal, the quality of bina, connects to the quality of reception of malchut, and how they begin, these two qualities start bestowing on one another. That in their mutual bestowal, these on those, bina on malchut, malchut on bina, they start these qualities to build systems. Each one swallows the other, and in it, like, cooks it.
Bina
is incorporated in Malchut and builds her system in that. That's called Zat of Bina. And Malchut is incorporated in Bina and builds the systems of Bina in her. That's called Gal of the Malchut. And also between them, as much as they can connect between them. And what are they connecting? Because still, each one remains in its own qualities, just with an external impression from the others. So how could there be a connection? What is happening with us if we're in desires and thoughts of our own, in mind and heart of our own, and also receive something from the outside, as much as the mind and heart, the influence of the mind and heart, the external influences my mind and heart, and as much as they can change me, to such an extent that I receive what's in them as mine, and I start working with them, and it could be that these qualities that I've received from the outside become in me, and maybe they even become more important than my previous qualities. That's the question. Meaning, there's a lot of things here that we will still need to go through. That we'll have not this superficial material to study. Malchut, Bina, Bina, Malchut, how it jumps up in Katnut and Gadlut. But that we will know how to work with these discernments ourselves. So, 86.
Da.
Know that the nekudot, the dots or the points, are divided into three phases. Osh tochsof, just like the potsof is divided into osh tochsof, also the nekudot. We have te'amim, nekudot, tagim, and otiot. Te'amim are the lights that expand from the pe to the tabo of the potsof. Nekudot are the lights that appear when they depart from the Paltzuf, meaning the light that was in the Paltzuf and bestowed upon it, that it doesn't want to receive more in order to receive, that it won't be in order to receive, so it itself expels the light. It stops itself from receiving the light that filled it. That's called Nekudot. Meaning, in every ascent and ascent from Malchut, from Tabu to Pe, there's a big overcoming that even though the inner light is very pleasant, it's a light of life that filled it. But now, it discovers that it can't be stay with this light of life, that it's very dangerous, that it can become in order to receive here, meaning that that fulfillment that appears as life can now be, it can become death, because it disconnects him from the Creator, from the source of life. And that's why there's a problem here, that the Partsuf, the Kli itself, expels the inner light that it was so pleasant for it. And in that inner light, it was specifically the connection, the hug, the adhesion between the created being and the Creator. But he has no choice. He must expel it because it's very dangerous for it. It could be that he enters in order to receive. And in that, his whole action will become a klipa. So he says that these nekudot, these lights that come with the departure of the lights, it's divided into three different phases. Osh tochsov, which are the upper nekudot above the otiyot, incorporated in the name cholam. Because there's a lot of nekudot, but all in all, their sign, their symbol is a cholam. It looks like this. I don't know how to draw it.
This shape, this shape is called Vav. It's a letter Vav. in Hebrew?
Vav.
Vav.
Ze atzura atzma.
That's the shape itself.
Achshav, kedei litzayen et hanekudot.
No, in order to to represent the nekudot, the punctuation in Hebrew as well, there's a, we draw it with this one dot above the vav. This is the cholam. If the dot is inside, inside the vav, and also the dot may be below the vav. Vav is the vessel. Well, that is the vessel. If the light is above it, it wants to enter the vessel, then it's called cholam.
Cholam.
Cholam. If the light is inside the kli, inside the vessel,
זה נקרא שורוק.
It's called שורוק.
אוי, מה אני עושה? שורוק.
שורוק.
אם האור נמצא למטה מהכלי,
if the light is below the vessel, it's called Chirik.
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 Beseder.
Okay.
Ze siman.
This is a sign for the lights that are either above the vessel, inside the vessel, or below the vessel. That's what these dots represent for us, for the time being. So he says, item 86, know that the nekudot, the dots are divided into three phases, rosh, toch, sof, that's how they're called. Nekudot of rosh, this is cholam, the nekudot of toch,
shuruk,
and the nekudot of sof,
Chirik.
That's Chirik.
Shem unikudot elyonot limala leotiyot.
There are the upper nekudot above the otiyot called cholam, and otiyot included in the name inside. The otiyot are called shuruk or melafom, shuruk. And that's a vav and a dot within it. And the lower nekudot below the otiyot, below the letters, are incorporated in the name Chirik. Okay? Any questions on that?
No.
As usual, Kiev. Yes, what are you missing?
Yes, dear Rav. What's the role? How does the mixture between Bina and Malchut take place?
We're talking about the Nekudot. What's written? Why are you trying to pull everyone to your question? If your question could add to it, that's something else. But as it is, wait a little bit. Don't be such an egoist. Item 87. And this is their explanation. Otiot, letters, are vessels, meaning the sfirot of the guf. This is because the 10 sfirot of the rosh are but roots to the vessels and not the actual vessels. Now we know that the rosh is without vessels. It's plans and thoughts, but not vessels proper, not desires. Only the plan for how to use the desire. That's called rosh. Nekudot means lights, which sustain the vessels and move them, meaning the light of Chochmah, meaning the light that influences the desire begins to activate the desire starts to move. Meaning the light of Chochmah, called the light of Chaya. This is considered a new light, which Zon of Ak received from Absag, and shown to the vessels of Nekudim, lowering the bottom hay back to the pe of each degree, and bringing the achap of vessels and gal of lights back to the degree. Thus, this light moves the vessels of achap and elevates them from the lower degree, connecting them to the upper one, as in the beginning. This is the meaning of the nekudot that move the otiyot. Since this light extends from Absag, which is the light of Chaya, it's a great light, the light of Chokhmah, it therefore revives those vessels of Ahab by clothing within them. And then this light connects the different parts of the guf of the patsuf, Ahab to Galgalta
Venaim.
This is called moving the vessels. Read it again, Owen, please.
Again, 87. This is their explanation. Otiot, letters, are vessels, meaning the sfirot of the guf. This is because the 10 sfirot of Rosh are but roots to the vessels and not actual vessels. Nekudot means lights, which sustain the vessels and move them.
Meaning they can bring them up, they can lower them by giving them a certain force and they grow stronger.
Meaning the light of Chokhmah, called the light of Chaya, this is considered a new light, which Zonavak received from Absag and shown to the vessels of Nikudim, lowering the bottom hay back to the peh of each degree, and bringing the achap of vessels and gal of lights back to the degree. Thus, this light moves the vessels of achap and elevates them from the lower degree, connecting them to the upper one as in the beginning. This is the meaning of the nekudot that move the otiyot. Since this light extends from Abav Ak, which is the light of Chaya, it revives those vessels of Achap by clothing within them.
Okay,
let's take some questions and then we'll have to explain it, because I see that in general it is not clear. Level 3.
Can you explain what it means to lower the vessels or raise the vessels? I know you can receive light in order to bestow or not.
To lower or to raise the vessels is possible by the influence of the light on them. Then they will rise from their current level to a higher level. They receive a higher form of the force of bestowal.
Can I ask about 86?
Yes.
It's written that Cholam and Chirik are in letters, and only Shuruk, it says, that it's about Dayenu Vav, and we know, so Shuruk appears only in Vav in Hebrew. Is there a reason for this?
Now, Vav here only represents the vessel. Of course, what changes in the Pratzuf is the Vav, the part of Zeranpin, which either joins the Rosh or falls back down. But no, there's nothing more than that. You should take it as it is right now. This is the goof of the patsuf. The lights are either above it or in it or below it, and below it they come out to the klipot, to the shells, and inside the patsuf they are received in order to bestow, and in the rosh of the patsuf they shine and they invite the patsuf to receive them in order to bestow.
It It seems that the main thing is the nekudot and the vessels. Why is that so important? And not, let's say, the te'amim or the tagim?
No, everything is important, but it depends on who is pushing the vessel toward corrections. So the lights that appear in the second restriction, in the osh of the patsuf, the toch and the sof, these lights are the ones that move the vessels. They are the important ones, and that's why we're learning about them. There are other lights, more in addition, inner surrounding. There are parts of the vessels that are here. But our work is to scrutinize what, in effect, pushes the vessel toward correction. On what depends a correction? The line. Where is it headed? Who's influencing it? That's what we want to know.
Veseder. Tov. As PT 24.
PT 24.
We're saying that nekudot are the lights that descend as a result of the zivugim, the couplings that happened while the screen refined itself. And that's what he says in the beginning. Then he says he's speaking about the nekudot, which are the lights of Absag. So what lights are we speaking about here?
We'll have to talk about it more openly. You are correct. Let's answer a few more questions and then go back to your question. PT
19.
What's the essence of this action, that the light moves the vessels of the Achap and elevates them from the lower degree, connecting them to the upper one? What's the essence of this action of moving the vessels?
Tzvika, you need to do something, either move, change apartments, or change your internet line, I don't know, or change yourself. But something has to change.
I'll make efforts. The army is taking a lot of the internet load here. I'll try and repeat. The light, moving the vessels of the Achab, connecting them to the upper degree. What's the essence of this action of moving the vessels?
The light always moves the vessels. Creator, the light, if it hadn't worked on the will to receive, it would remain without moving, even in the worst possible state. The will to receive by itself is incapable of doing anything. It is... It's not at rest. The light is in absolute rest. But the will to receive is not able to move unless it is being moved, unless it's being helped. Hence, in order to develop the will to receive, you need an additional will to bestow, to work on it, and then the will to receive changes. And that's what we're talking about here, how the will to receive changes by the influence of the light.
Can we ascribe it to our work or not yet?
Soon. Another friend?
Good morning. A question about the cholam. In 86 he said that the cholam are the upper nekudot above the otiyot. And in 87 he says that the otiyot are the sfirot of the guf, because the sfirot of the rosh are only roots. So what does it belong, where does the cholam belong to, rosh or guf?
Cholam is attributed to the light that appears relative to the vessel that shines above the vessel. It's not inside the vessel, but it shines above the vessel. This light is called Cholam.
Shuruk ze oto aor.
Shuk is that light, the same light that is felt inside the vessel. But the general name for it is Shuk.
No.
So when he says the Sfirot of the Guf, because the Sfirot of the Rosh are only roots, as if the Cholam isn't contributed to there.
Why is not attributed there? Cholam, Shuk, Chirik are lights and not vessels. So lights that shine above the Patsuf, above the Sfirot of Guf, are called Cholam.
Okay, Toda.
Okay, thank you.
Beseder.
Okay.
Nikolaev, Sochi.
Николаев, Сочи.
Скажите, вот в 87-м пункте сказано, и опустили нижнюю хей обратно в П каждой ступени.
Вопрос. It's written that the lower hey descended.
Это получается Малхут?
Yeah.
А что значит?
That's the Malchut.
Во-первых, почему названо не Малхут, а нижняя хей? Что здесь хочет подчеркнуть Бальсалам?
So first, why is it called Malchut? And what does Bala Sulam want to emphasize by it being the lower hay, if it was lowered back to the pit? Because it seems to me that...
No. We have 10 Sfirot of Rosh, 10 Sfirot of Toch, 10 Sfirot of Sof.
We can say Bina.
And here is Bina.
Malchut ola li Bina.
Malchut rises to Bina.
Lo shomea.
I can't hear you. English.
Malchut ola li Bina.
Malchut went up to Bina.
Malchut ulta le Bina. Veze nikra Tzimtzum Bet.
And this is called Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction.
Ech anachnu korim?
How do we write it?
Tzimtzum Bet. Zo.
Second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. Then this form where the Patsuf can only work with half of itself, this is called Katnut, smallness, infancy. It has only Keter,
Chochma, Chetzi Bina.
And half of Bina.
Ze nikra katnut.
This is called katnut.
Aorot yesh lo beze nefesh veruach.
The lights in it are nefesh and ruach.
Bilvat.
That's it.
Ze katnut.
This is katnut.
Aelion shez nikra or.
The upper light comes. It's called the light of Ab Sag. And this light adds powers, forces to these vessels of reception that were down here below. And then these vessels also acquire the intention to work in order to bestow, meaning now, this entire part of the Patsuf can work in order to bestow. And this is called Gadlut, or greatness or adulthood. Gadlut.
That's it. Or
who did it? The light of Absag.
Or Absag.
The light of Absag is doing all of it. If we had in the rosh of the partsuf smallness and then greatness, katnut and then gadlut, then the same thing is happening in the goof. Gadlut is 10 sfirot, so we have 10 sfirot. In the toch and 10 sfirot in the sof. And the partsuf becomes great or an adult.
Рехобот. А как, подождите, Рехобот. А как здесь на картинке опустили нижнюю Малхут обратно?
Where in this picture was a lower Malchut lowered back to the Pev every degree?
Yeah, Malchut was in Bina.
Малхут, чья та Бабина и Ярда Лимакут.
Goes back to its place. The same in the Тох. And from the Bina of Toch to Malchut of Toch, and the same in the Sof.
Ken?
Yeah?
То есть имеется в виду, что Бина делится на 10 сферот и Малхут...
Meaning that Bina is divided into 10 сферот and...
No, no. Why Bina? 10 сферот and... Rosh, 10 Sfirot in Toch, 10 Sfirot in Sof. So they worked first in the small degree, in Katnut. They worked only in part of the Partsuf. This is Katnut, smallness. This, and this, and this. This is the Katnut. And in Gadlut, you work with the entire Partsuf, everything. As it's shown here. This and this and that.
А, то есть в катнуте имеется в виду нижняя часть катнута называется малхут.
So in katnut, it means that the lower part is malchut.
Ну почему сказано, что
no.
Ну нижнюю хей, то есть имеется в виду.
Why внизу. Is it said that the lower hay it's below anyway?
Ani lo mavin eifo ta nimtza eifo ta tagid eifo ta.
I don't understand where you are. Tell me where you are in the text.
Второе, третье предложение. Итак, как свет
хохма,
светом жизни, является новым светом, как сказано выше.
Since the light of Chochma is called the light of life,
сак, и осветили,
that the zone of Ak received from Apsag and shown the vessels of Nikudim. Lowering the bottom hay,
of course, this restriction that existed in each and every degree, which was sitting on Bina, now went back to its place. Malchut is coming up to Bina. Let's say we have 10 Sefirot, just 10 Sefirot, and here's Bina, and here's Malchut, and here's Keter. Malchut goes up to Bina. This is called the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. And then when it's standing here, it's called Katnut. And when it goes back down, when the light comes from above, and Malchut goes back down from Bina to Malchut. This is called Gadlut.
А, все, понятно. То есть Бина, Малхут просто поднимается в место, где находилась раньше Бина.
Yeah.
А можно еще тогда уточнение? Почему вот
yeah.
Автор здесь подчеркивает нижняя хей, он говорит, а не Малхут? Это нам важно знать, вот почему так раз и нижняя хей, а раньше Малхут называлась.
We sometimes say Малхут, we sometimes say the lower hey. In order to signify, to specify that it can go up and down. Malchut by itself does not go up or down. Rather, the domination, the authority of Malchut, when it goes up or goes down, we call it the lower hay that goes up to the first hay or not. Here it's also hay, but it's called hay tata'a, lower hay. And here's also hay, it's called Hei Rishona, the first Hei. In Hebrew, we write all the letters of the Partsuf, Yud, Kei, Yud Hey Fav Hey, which is the Keter, the tip of the Yud.
V'ze Keter v'chokma. Slicha.
Keter v'chokma.
Chokma. Ze Bina.
This is the Bina.
Ze Zerampin.
This is Zerampin.
Ze Malchut.
This is Malchut.
As Gam Bina v'Gam Malchut. Yesh Laim
Otam. So both Bina and Malchut share the same letter. Hey.
As Lachen Anachnu Umrim Bina.
That's why we say Bina is Hei Rishona, the first Hei, or the upper Hei, and Malchut is Hei Tata'a, the lower Hei. That's how we distinguish between them. Slowly.
When we say Hei, so we emphasize its ability to move from place to place.
No, not only that. It's much more than that. Rechovot.
You said that the light that comes above the vessels cholam and then in the middle shuruk and so on, can we use these names in the parzuf to the direct light that comes as cholam and when it's inner light, it's shuruk and so on?
We will learn. Typically, we're using those things in second restriction and the world of Nekudim, and sometimes in the world of correction in Atzilut.
PT
14.
Nekudot, are they the lights that depart the Rosh Tochsof in the drawing of the Gadlut?
Nekudot ze aorot.
Nekudot is the lights that come out of the parzuf.
Where is the cholam shuruk chirik?
I can't
hear you well. What's up?
Where is the cholam shuruk chirik?
All the lights are in the Patsuf. But we always speak of the lights that are now dictating the state of the Patsuf. So, if we are speaking of lights that come out of the Patsuf, we're speaking of Nekudot. Because inside these lights, Malchut is mixed, called the black dot. And because it influences the light, it expels it. That's why those lights that depart from the Parzuf are called Nekudot.
Barur?
Is that clear?
Yes.
Women.
Question from Unity 3. How can it be that the light of the Chaya can enter the Guf, which are the vessels of reception?
Any light can enter the vessels according to the intentions in the vessel. If the vessel contains a small wool to receive, then the vessel annuls before the light, and the light can be inside the vessel, can dwell inside it. This is called a weak light. Light of nefesh, ruach, a little bit of the light of neshama. And then it's enough for the wool to receive, which is in the vessel, because it's weak, it's enough for it to annul itself relative to the light, and the light can then fill it. This is just like in our lives, the children annul before the grown-ups, and that's why we feel that we must fulfill them, we must organize them, care for them, take care of them. The more they grow up and they acquire their independence, then we demand of them. We need to make demands of them, otherwise we will corrupt them, they will remain as little kids. So they'll be able to take care of themselves and their lives. This is called Gadlut, also greatness. So we have two states in the life of a person and in the spiritual life of someone, which are Katnut and Gadlut. Smallness and greatness. They can use vessels of reception in order to bestow. This means he's a grown-up. When he cannot use vessels of reception in order to bestow, meaning he does not have direct contact with the Creator, rather he needs to receive it through the others, where they would be as a conduit, mediator between him and the Creator. Then it means that he's in the state of Katnut. We will soon learn about all those things, how they work themselves out in the world of Atzilut.
Question from Mach 21. First, there was a big desire to study preface, an egoistic desire. Now the ears and heart are closed. What should I do?
You don't understand how much we're learning more and more about the structure of our soul. The problem is we have no direct contact with it, and that's why I can read one line here 1,000 times and I cannot feel it. I just can't feel it. What will I do? This is the problem here. Therefore, we must nevertheless try and learn those things. Like an engineer. That's it. Just draw it the way I draw all those things. And talk about it amongst yourselves. Send your pictures to one another. Ask questions. You can get confused about it. You can make mistakes. Nothing will happen. You're simply learning the spiritual mechanics of things. It's very important. Of course, it's not more important than the articles of Shamati. But you have to somehow be connected to and incorporated with this knowledge. Coleman?
Question from Haifa 11. On one hand, the light moves the vessels. On the other hand, it's in complete rest. On third, it's all felt in the relation from the vessel to the light. So in what angle should we look through every time? We will learn with due time how to look at cholam shuruk chirik, the changes in the vessel, how the vessels ascend and descend. We'll see. We'll learn it. Few more lessons and it'll all work out. Now we enter new states with the vessels, with the first restriction, second restriction, the light working this way, that way, and there's new discernments. Cholam, shuruk, chirik, katnut, gadlut. The parsa that ascends and descends. So, it'll all work out. The main thing is to keep going. I'm very happy that a lot of women don't leave the lesson of the preface. Question from Unity 3. What are the differences between Shuruk and Melafon?
No difference. That's what it's called.
Question from West 2. Are Nekudot the lights after the corrections?
Nekudot.
Nekudot are the lights that come out of the vessels, out of the restriction of the vessel. The pressure of Malchut that does not want, that cannot receive them in order to bestow. And then these lights feel a restriction. If they would feel the restriction in the Osh, then it would have been planned. But when they discover these lights as unwanted in the goof, then they're called nekudot. Where does it come from? Either there's a pressure of the surrounding light on the inner light, as it was in Galgalta and Ab, and then they push the lights into the toch of, from the toch of the kli, and the kli empties itself out, or other reasons. Nevertheless, nekudot is the light where the light includes a restriction, malchut.
From Mark 21, after the second restriction, what remains is only to ascend to reception in order to bestow?
After the second restriction, we must worry about how to correct our vessel in Tzimtzum Bet, in second restriction, that can work only with vessels of bestowal, Keter Chochma and Ga of Binah. How can we do it? How can we expand this vessel to Zat of Binah, to Ze'an Pin and Malchut? Can we receive the force of the screen here? And if we can we install it on Zat of Rosh and Zat of Toch and Zat of Sof of the Partsuf that are in the second restriction, to bring the Partsuf back to the state of the first restriction if possible, and to make a calculation, how will I receive the lights of the first restriction, meaning Naran Chai, make my plans in the Rosh, and then later in the Toch, and later in the Sof. This is our work in the restriction.
PT 26. How do the lights in Nekudot still move the Partsuf?
The lights that come out of the Partsuf, because the Partsuf cannot hold on to them in order to bestow, these lights were already in the Partsuf, and that's why they are outside of the Partsuf, and they stand there and they wait for the Partsuf to once again receive them in order to bestow. We can't completely expel these lights as if they were not in us. They were in us, in our screens. That's why we have contact with them, even though we cannot hold on to them in order to bestow. And then later re-enter. That's why all the lights, as we learned in the article of he swallowed it and everything, and then they will throw it up. All the lights that we held on to, and then they left us. These lights enter the sea of the Sitra Acha, the other side, but nevertheless, later we receive them. This is, of course, in the condition that they were in order to receive when they entered the sea of the Sitra Acha. But if we expel them because they're, these lights are greater than our screen, I cannot hold on to them any longer in order to bestow, and that's why I gently, nicely push them back. Then of course they remain around me and they wait for me to have the strength to receive them in order to bestow. This is not called he swallowed it and then he will later throw it up. This is really the work. I received it, I saw that I cannot hold on to it, I pushed it out, and now I'm about to receive them again in parts, in slices. That's how we work. We have to be patient. We are here at the door to practical work.
From all six, what is light? It's energy, it's a force.
Light is everything.
זה הופעת הכוח העליון
It's the appearance of the upper light relative to us, where we don't feel the upper one itself, only what we receive from it. It's like in our world, I never feel anyone, I only feel how I am impressed by someone. But not, it's not him by himself. Same thing with the upper light. What is received in the toch of the vessel from some outside source, it's called light. That's it, Kolman.
That's it, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the women, thank you everyone, and until tomorrow we will read the article again. The article we were supposed to read today is not a simple article, because Rabash wrote it out of words that Baal Sulam spoke, and we don't, and we know it on ourselves. We can speak sometimes smoothly, consistently, but you can't always do it. So, nevertheless, let's read it, let's divide it, organize it, and tomorrow morning we'll be more prepared to understand the article on all sides and deeply into it. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
So we're speaking about Shamati 45 to the sermons in Torah and in the work. Today at 10 a.m. we'll have a program with Rav, ending with a song.
Above these racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill light that pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, the place we belong. Lose myself in you, you were there all along. You light the way. Myself in you, you were there.